Bear Podcast, the podcast for Bears and Cubs, episode 236. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Hey, Ray.
You're so gay.
You're so gay. And we have a very gay weekend, actually. It's very, very nice. But, well, to anyone who's new to the show, welcome. And this is a show that we where we talk about gay stuff, bear stuff, non-gay stuff, sci-fi, and whatever events, geeky stuff. We have bear events also, and we have different segments or whatever. But anyway, but one of the major ones that we do here is our weekend updates. We have, like I said, it's been a very gay supporting weekend, I should say.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, what happened first? Friday, or what did you guys do Friday?
Friday, let's see what happened. I went and saw 007.
Oh.
Quantum of Solace.
Quantum of Solace, okay.
Which is a very good movie. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. It was almost too much action because it was like there's so much action it didn't give you time enough to rest.
Oh, really?
In between the action sequences. So it was like very high-paced and it kind of wore you out, but... But, I mean, they kind of bounce it well, but it's a very good movie, so. Mm-hmm. So I like it. I advise everybody to go see it.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll probably watch it this coming weekend or so. I didn't have time this weekend because it's just... Mike arrived. Mike came over, and we just... when he came over, I picked him up at the airport.
He's like Christmas, it just arrived.
Huh? He's what?
It's Mike just like Christmas, it just arrived.
Yeah, he just arrived. Santa Claus. Yeah, he came over.
I got to see a really good movie Thursday night.
Oh, really? What did you see?
It's the new movie called Milk.
Oh, okay. With Sean Penn.
Emily Hirsch, Josh Brolin, Diego Luna, and James Franco.
Okay.
Sean Penn should get an Oscar nomination for this. If he doesn't, there's not enough gays in Hollywood.
But, you know, I did see the documentary a couple of years ago. Mike showed it to me because he was really... You know, he wanted me to see how it was really in California about milk. About Harvey Milk. About the tragedy that happened before. And I saw the documentary and they showed the pictures and Harvey Milk's speeches. In California, in San Francisco, it's very touching.
Let me recruit you.
Yes.
That's his favorite saying.
Yeah, it's a great documentary. So I'm sure here because I'm imagining right now. I also saw the trailer also, and I could just see Harvey Milk in Sean Penn. That's what I meant.
At the very end of the movie, they do cutaways and show the actors that were playing because this is based on a true story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The actors playing the characters and how much they actually, you know, they gave like a little short film of them. And it's like, oh my God, you see this great, exactly where they come from. So, you know, mm-hmm. and who they were based on. It gives updates of if they're still alive, what happened to them. So, but.
Well.
The only thing that was missing was the really incredible sex scene between James Franco and Sean Penn.
Oh, really? They had to add that in?
No, they didn't do it. They should have added it in. But they did this sort of camera cut thing where they were kind of looking and staring at each other, and you could tell it was supposed to be this whole sex thing. So.
Oh.
But,
that's interesting, Sean Penn.
I sit there for the first 30 minutes of the movie trying to figure out who the guy was, and then I was like, oh my God, that's James Franco.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all know who he is, he's the young guy that plays in the Spider-Man movies. He plays Oswald.
Oh,
Harry, is it Harry Oswald?
Harry Peter Parker. Oswald, yeah. Became a Green Goblin, or wow, that is awesome. So you saw that Thursday night? It's an opening night, isn't
Thursday
it?
Night there, no, there was no opening night. This is a sneak preview.
Okay.
To a select audience, and I got invited to it because of, you know, I'm special.
Okay. And special in a short way. Just,
not special as in girl.
Okay. Okay. All right.
It was a very good movie. I'm going back and seeing it tomorrow night. They were giving away free passes, and this is in a much larger theater. We saw it originally at the River Oaks and the upstairs in the very small theater.
Mm-hmm.
It was very good. And then tonight, they're pushing it because they're pushing it, getting it ready to set up for the Oscars, because I think they're going to get some Oscar nominations out of it. And it's a very good movie.
You know what I think?
And it picks up. It was very interesting.
Yeah.
It picks up where Harvey Milk turned 40.
Okay. Oh,
and it covers the last 8 years of his life, because up until he was 40, he did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he met this hot young guy, and they moved to San Francisco, and the whole story starts from there.
Kind of reminds me of Jesus Christ. You know, nothing happened when he was 12 up till 30 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? Okay, let me ask you, and the audience too. Do you think this movie would have had an effect on everyone's vote for Prop 8 in California?
It's hard to say. I can understand maybe why they held it to start showing it until after the election, because the main focus of the movie gets to be about him being the first openly gay elected official in the United States, and then two, Proposition 6, which was, if I remember, it's basically non-discrimination against gays and homosexuals, lesbians. I think it was mainly due to the school system, so they could teach.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also, so they couldn't be kicked out of housing, lose their jobs, and everything else.
Yeah.
Which was the big thing. And the great thing is you see all these great clips of Anita Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Miss Orange Juice herself going through slamming and talking about the Christian right and God's people and this blah, 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 and everything. So...
Yeah.
It was very interesting of all the stuff, the real footage that they used in the movie.
Yeah, they made I remember there's a comment before that, you know, if they don't want gays as teachers because they could be a role model for students. And I think Harvey Milk's argument was, if that's the case, then why aren't there a lot of girls who are nuns right now?
Yeah, his deal was like, why aren't the nuns taking over the world?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Then there should be a lot of nuns walking around, running around. So, yeah, good point. And the documentary was good, so I'm sure this movie is going to be good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think that's why they held it off till after the election. But from going through Proposition 8, the election this year and all the change that happened, Proposition 6 and Proposition 8, there's not really that much difference between the amount of rhetoric, the amount of money that was poured in, mm-hmm. the amount of television it got, the FaceTime it got on TV and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very interesting. So and you know what? It's kind of funny because the same Proposition 6 is going on in California. At the same time, in Dade County in Florida, which is where Anita Bryant was starting all this stuff, was passing the same laws.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say the other place was Arizona. They started passing all these laws and hitting all the states that were kind of doing the same thing during this election.
Yeah.
So it was very interesting how history has repeated itself from 1970-something.
Yeah, I personally think they should have shown it before the elections. I don't know. I don't know if that's going to be going to have an effect on people's votes, but
The good thing is that you know that he puts that he kind of says this. You know, what gets voted in can get voted out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he ran multiple times before he ever got elected.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he ran after election, never got voted, and then they did some redistricting of the city of San Francisco, and guess where his district was the height of the Castro, so he got elected finally.
He got elected finally. Okay. Wow, they show that in the film? Part? Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Because they show him losing election after election. He kind of gets kind of sad for it.
Yeah. But, you know, Mike and I, it's that movie Milk has some kind of effect on me and Mike, and Mike and I want to watch it, so we'll probably watch it during Thanksgiving or so, or the weekend of Thanksgiving.
I think it opens either Thanksgiving Day or the day after, or I think it opens the 26th. Mm-hmm. I think that Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it. Yeah. But speaking of propositions, okay, let's talk about Proposition 8. We've been talking about Proposition 8 for the past few weeks, actually, before the elections, after the elections, and we even have a video for, I posted a video on the YouTube video of our trek there at City Hall. But what preparations did you guys do to the before you went to the protest? Did you bring any signs? You didn't bring any signs.
No, I brought my camera and I got some videotape that I still got to sit here and load because I've been too lazy to do it.
We were late.
Yeah, y'all were later than us because we were like 15 minutes late because we were trying to find parking down there.
Oh, yeah.
But I was glad to see for the turnout in Houston. I was hoping it would be much bigger, but I think we had around 2,000 plus people there.
Really? Well, maybe 1,000. Yeah. We were late because Mike had to watch football. Well, only just the first half, and then just in time. We arrived there just in time for the speeches. Well, sort of.
Yeah.
You guys were ahead. But it was very peaceful. It's very peaceful. Just people sharing their stories about being denied or being denied their marriage because many people, about a dozen people from the audience or from the protesters were from California. I'm sorry. Some are from California and some are from Texas who went to California to get married and then came back to Texas. And they're just saying that they don't want their wedding rings to be stripped off of them. So I can understand that. And it's really sad. And people, they were chanting. There was a lot of chanting.
Actually, Carl called me after we got done because ours lasted, 2 hours? Before it started breaking
up. It was just 2 hours, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Carl called me like an hour later, and they were still marching the streets of San Francisco.
They still were? Wow.
Yeah, so, it was a big crowd. I'm sure it was probably the largest crowd in the U.S., but and I hadn't had a chance to talk to him because he just got home late last night, so.
Yeah.
To figure out, see how it all was, so.
Yeah, I took a picture. I took a picture of me and Mike with one of those signs. I'm going to send it to my mom so she could see. You know, she could see what we are supporting, and if the audience don't know yet, my mom voted yes, so I have to tell her that. You know, of course, our parents, our relatives, they're all entitled to who they want to vote for. Yeah, that's understood. But we also have the power to say what we want, and a picture will. Yeah. Well, a picture is 1,000 words. I'll send my mom what we were protesting on against.
So. You've seen the picture of her, that good picture of you and Mike that Peter took.
Yep, mm-hmm. That one.
With all the protest signs around you, sir.
Protest signs. So let's see what she's going to say. So that was good. That was good. Everybody just dispersed around 2:30. Okay, yeah. And then after that, we, Mike and I just wanted to do something else. We wanted to watch Scenic Doce New York, but it's about 2 hours from that time. So we had to kill time, so we went to the aquarium in Houston.
Is it Scenic Doce or is it Scenic
Doce? I don't know. It's hard to say. Scenic Doce? Scenic Doce?
My Southern won't allow me to pronounce it correctly. Scenic Doce.
Well, my Filipino won't help either. Synecdoche.
Oh, speaking about the Asian language, did you see did you get forwarded the video of the little Chinese guy singing?
Oh, yeah. That's from YouTube. From Wayne. Oh, my God.
Yes. Oh, God.
I should. That was terrible. I should play that. I'll play that in the background somehow.
So, anyway, y'all went to the aquarium. How was the aquarium?
The aquarium is not as impressive as I thought it would be. Well, maybe because I tend to compare it with other cities, and I've been to the one in Columbus. I've been to the one in New Orleans. And the one in Houston, I'm just not too impressed. I'm not. I'm sorry. It's just weird. It's just you know, the fishes are just normal. They don't have otters. They don't. They have a lion. They have a white lion.
I'm not some otters.
Yeah. They have birds, but I don't understand, why would an aquarium have a lion? It's an aquarium. Why do you have lions?
I don't know. Maybe Siegfried and Roy stopped by and left one. I don't know.
It's just weird. Anyway, but it was fun. It was fun. And then of all the gay things we have to do, we had to ride the train. You know, the train that goes around the aquarium. There's this train. Well, there are lots of kids there. And after riding the train, we went up to the Ferris wheel. We're just being kids that day. We were just killing time. What can I say? So after that, oops, somebody logged on. I better go invisible. Invisible. Somebody might message me. Ah. Okay. Anyway, so after that, then we watch Synecdoche, New York. I hope I'm saying it right. Oh. It's a movie about a writer, and he's writing about his life and making a play. It's starring Philip Seymour Hoffman, and it was weird from the middle to the end. It's just weird. But I did get to see Philip Seymour Hoffman's nipple. He was naked there. Not naked, but he was shirtless. I don't know if any of our audience are like Philip Seymour Hoffman. Anyway, just a bit. Oh, it's Buddy. Hi, Buddy. Buddy is walking around. Okay, so that was at the Angelica. We watched at the Angelica, and then after that, we went to the Asians and Friends party at Mac Chin. It's a restaurant. It's a Chinese. It's an Asian restaurant on Shepherd. Okay, let me tell you this, Ray. They have bacon wrapped egg rolls. Can you imagine? That is delicious. I don't know. It's really wrapped, really, really nice, and a bit small. It's like
Asian
half.
Pigs in a blanket.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Asian pigs in a blanket. But it's really good. I mean, it's a great idea. Next time, if you're gonna deep fry an egg roll, wrap a bacon around it and see how that happens. Sounds yummy. And then after that, we just after dinner, we just went home, I guess. I didn't stay too long. Well, let me see. Okay, let's talk about Galveston.
Yeah, we went to Galveston.
Okay, so you, Mike, and Peter and Patrick, all five of us, we all went to Galveston to see what's going on.
Yeah, we had to go do a fact finding mission.
Yeah. So what do you think of the seawall?
It's still there.
Still there. So establishments are all still open. You know.
Most of the major restaurants that are down there along the seawall were back open this weekend. So, I mean, they're all open and everything. So, if you get a chance to go to Galveston and want to look around, you can go to the Neat. You can buy gas. There's plenty of places to eat. Most of them are on the seawall. Everything along the Strand is shut down, but they are doing Christmas Dickens on the Strand. Yeah. It's not the weekend after Thanksgiving, which is, I think, it usually happens the first weekend of December or something like that. But it's December 7th or something. Well, yeah, that would be the first weekend of December. Mm-hmm. So it's happening December the 7th. So
that's our party.
Our party's on the 7th. I think they're doing it the 6th, that Saturday.
Oh, we are going to do it on the 6th?
No, the Dickens on the Strand.
The Dickens on the Strand is on the 6th, okay.
Yeah, so if you all can get to the Galveston, I highly advise y'all to go see and support Galveston and help them try to get back on their feet. It's going to be tough to be getting people back down there for the businesses and getting the businesses back up when there's no people there. So it's a tough situation for them, and there's still a lot of houses that are destroyed, or you'll be like driving by and there's like one house, two house, hole where a house used to be, a piece of a house, a full house look like it's never been touched, and so on. I mean, it's just amazing. A lot of the new development on the East Beach got some serious damage, but it looks like East Beach got bigger because it washed a lot of sand in there. So that's the other thing where the seawall is. If you've ever been to Galveston, the seawall along the seawall, there's used to be these huge drops. So if you know, I mean, like, it was like 10, 15 feet down. If you fell off, stumbled off the seawall, you hit, it was 15 feet down. Now it's not. I mean, it's like maybe 6-7 feet down from where all the sand got washed in up against the seawall.
Mm-hmm. So we have more more sand. But you know, I'm comparing it, Mike, and we're just looking at it. It's not as bad as it sounded like. It's not at all. But you know, just looking at it, because we've seen places in New Orleans even worse than how it is now. So it's not as bad. It's not
bad. The further on, if you want to, if you went across the ship channel and everything, where the storm really went through and took everything out, I mean, it was nothing left. I mean, yeah, it's real bad.
No, over there.
But, but you know, luckily the seawall protected most of the island because where the seawall ended on the west end, that's where all the houses got destroyed. So my question is, are they going to ever, I wonder if they're going to extend the seawall and try to put in a back seawall, because where all the flooding came from is from the back bay, back from the bay. And that's what got most of downtown and everything flooded. So, and down on the Strand flooded. So it'll be interesting to see what happens and what changes in Galveston, see what stuff they change and make different. So when the next big hurricane hits,
should be better.
But I think they should definitely extend the seawall on out as far as they can. I don't think anybody would fight against that too much.
Maybe we should visit again next month or something.
Yeah, so we'll probably make a several visits down there, trying to judge and get things ready for Bear Watch. So, especially with everything is, you know, like it is. So,
that'd be a good visit again. I like the place there. I mean, what did we eat? We ate at what is it? Spot on the seawall. Yeah. Spot on the seawall.
Hamburger joint.
What's up with you? With you and the Patrick? You guys are cruising the guys there.
There's some hot guys in there.
Yeah.
Hey, let's face it. I'm single now. I can cruise very openly and be very open about it. So
okay, yeah, it's fun. It was a nice place. Lots of woofy guys coming in and out,
and the nice little muscle guy that was in the blue T-shirt with the big ears. Dump that chick and call me. Email me here, ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yeah, make the switch if you're listening. Okay, so that was that was Galveston. After Galveston, we had to drive back because we had to go to a concert. Okay.
Yeah, I had to do the Great Pilgrimage.
Okay, I told you, Ray, about this. I need to add points to my gay card because we watched Madonna. Yeah.
And I heard it was not that great of a concert.
Nope, not at all. My opinion, I didn't like it. Mike didn't like it. Mike says it was okay. For me, I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. It was just too techno. Like
2 hours late.
3 hours late.
3 hours. 3 hours. I thought it was only 2 hours because it's supposed to start at what, 7 or 8?
7:30 or 8. Yeah.
And she didn't get there until like 9 something.
But no, actually, you're right. They're supposed to start at 7:30, and 2 hours late. It's just that we were there 6:30, and we were waiting for 3 hours already. So she started 9:30, and they just had this DJ, no name DJ. I don't know. They didn't even introduce himself. Maybe they did, but I wasn't paying attention. But it's just a DJ playing music, and and then after that we waited for an hour or two, something like that. We around 9:30, then she started. She sang most of the songs from her new album, your latest album, stuff like that, and it was okay. She did sing "Ray of Light." She did sing some Evita ones. Actually, that's the one I enjoyed. She played with, she was playing the guitar. And she played with two other guitarists and one violinist. And they played You Must Love Me from Evita. So that was okay. That was good. And then, you know Twisted Sisters, right? Ray?
Come Feel the Noise?
Yeah. No, that's Come Feel the Noise. Wasn't that quite right?
Oh, that's right. Quite right.
Quite right. Anyway, Twisted Sisters. We're not gonna take it.
Oh yeah, we're not gonna take it.
That's it.
We're not gonna take it.
Yeah, that one. Madonna held this Les Paul guitar, and she was headbanging. She looked like Dee Snider. She was the lead singer of Twisted Sisters. And yeah, that's how I looked at it from afar. I had binoculars, so.
Yeah. Well, I heard that from the other people went that said that the concert felt like it was phoned in.
Mm-hmm.
It was too technical and not enough.
Performance?
Performance, yeah.
Yeah. She was lip syncing on some songs. She was dancing too much. Well, I guess that's part of it, all the dancing and choreography. And not, I don't know. It's just way too much lights. It's too technical, everything. I didn't enjoy it. I don't know if some of the listeners would enjoy if they've seen. This is the first time I've seen Madonna. So I'm thinking that I would have enjoyed more maybe if it's like who did you watch? Tina Turner.
Tina Turner.
Yeah.
And somebody that went to Tina Turner said that Tina Turner whooped Madonna's ass as far as performance. Mm-hmm. And she's 69 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep. I wish I'd seen that instead. But we, you know, some of our goals is to watch these people before they die. But then Madonna is still young, so I don't know.
Yeah. But she might die. She loses all that money to Guy Ritchie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Loses it all from Guy Ritchie. Well, all these people, all these people who are performing, I do enjoy them. Like, you know, okay, I did watch Barry Manilow, okay? And people said I was too gay watching it. And this time I tried, who else did I watch? Yeah, this one, Madonna. But I don't know. I can't recommend it. I don't know.
One of our friends Saturday night, and he'll remain nameless, Peter, went and saw Kenny G.
Oh, yeah, Kenny G. That's right.
Concert. And I was like, Kenny G, he's still alive?
He's still alive, yeah, I guess. He was singing along to Kenny G. Yeah, I didn't. Well, we heard about it, but we didn't get any tickets for that. We are looking forward to Metallica this coming weekend, this coming Thursday. My friends Jeff and Palima, the three of us are going to watch Metallica this coming Thursday. So that I'm looking forward to. It's going to be in the Toyota Center.
Ah, cool. Mm. Next week I'm going to see Stained.
Oh, at Beaumont? You're going to drive all the way to Beaumont?
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Wait, is it when next week? On a weekday?
Tuesday, yeah.
Tuesday.
Go to Beaumont on Tuesday. Thursday, I fly to South Carolina. Sunday, I fly back.
Mm, okay. Wait a second. That's the day before, 2 days before Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Okay. Stained. Who are you going with?
John, and I don't know who all else is going. I know it was a couple people he said that they got tickets. So.
Okay. Yeah, I would like Stained, but I don't know if I can have the time to drive all the way to Beaumont. It's about 2 hours away from Houston. So, no, an hour and a half. Or an hour. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's. Anyway, back to Madonna. Madonna was there, and going back, we were parked in a few blocks away. Okay. About parking. Mike always gives me a hard time about, you know, parking because I'm too paranoid. I don't know if you're the same thing because you have a new car.
I have a new car, yes. I kind of watch where I park.
Yeah, you
watch. I don't go to Walmart. Mm-hmm. I don't park up close to the store at Target. And I got really scared Sunday because after we got back from Galveston, I went to the new HEB on I-10 and Bunker Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And all them crazy-ass white folks were up in there. And they had that place packed. You couldn't stir them with a stick. And Wayne met me to go grocery shopping and said, it's been this way all week long.
Really?
He said, I've stopped in and out of here a couple times to pick stuff up. He said, it is always packed. And it is like the world's largest super HEB.
Oh, wow.
It's like they took Central Market and a big HEB store and combined them.
Even bigger than the one in West Lane?
Oh, that's a closet in this store.
Oh, really? I should see this. But it's going to be crazy. It's the newly opened one on I-10, is that it? Where is this?
Yeah, right there by Bunker Hill.
Ah, that's right. Okay, I think I remember.
The Best Buy in Costco is.
I remember someone mentioning it to me that there's a new HEB. Ah, yeah, I know. John Poliman told me about it. It's a new a big HEB, and then I saw it from afar. It was really big. Yeah. It's like a warehouse. So I think it's even bigger than a Sam's Club or a Costco.
They have a full. They had a full fledged three chef sushi bar going in there while I was in there the other night, and they couldn't keep it made fast enough.
Wow, I should go there. We should go there and eat sometime. Anyway, I have a recommended DVD right now because you know we do Netflix. Netflix stuff here. I rent DVDs, but this is something that I got recommended from recommendation by Johnny from the Chaser Show. Okay, what is this? It's called Kenny. Kenny is a
Kenny.
He's a plumber.
Oh my God! They killed Kenny. Mm-hmm. Did they kill Kenny?
No, they didn't kill him. But okay, he's a plumber, but he actually handles toilets, porta potties, and shit. Not really handling.
Somebody's
got
to do it.
Somebody's got to do it. Yeah.
Glad it ain't me.
Oh, the reason why he recommended because he's a big wolfy bear. His real name is Shane Jacobson, but in the mockumentary, it's actually a documentary and based in Melbourne, Australia, and he just filmed this with his brother, who is the director. He's also his brother is a director. He's a big bear also. He's named Scott Jacobson. I think that's the brother. But anyway, so they just filmed it and they made it look like as if it's a documentary about a guy who's been handling porta potties, toilets, and shit. And it's a comedy. It's really a comedy. It's really good. And they would go to events, different events. They even went to Nashville to go to a toilet and porta potty
convention
in Nashville, Tennessee. So okay, website is Kenny. Let me see. The website.
KennyG.com.
No, that's a Kenny G. It's God, where is it? Oh, KennyTheMovie.com. And it's a big bear. I think he's straight because he's got an ex-wife, he's got a child, he's got a boy. But he's
like that stopped him.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sure he's on Craigslist Australia.
Craigslist Australia. Okay, actually, the way he does it, he's an actor and he's got this very he makes his Australian accent very heavy, and he's got this lisp speech impediment thing that he does on his lips. So it's very lispy, but not lisp gay, but lisp, I don't know, just a weird lisp. But I play some audio in the show.
What we do normally it's corporate bathroom rentals. And I went the other day. It's just a fancy way of having somewhere to sit, isn't it? Having a nice place to purge. But other companies up in Sydney, there's one that has a slogan: "We're number one with your number twos." I prefer not to spend too long in the office. I prefer working outside. But this is obviously where the real business end gets done, so to speak.
Very woofy guy, and you'll see him showering the nude. The shots, the camera didn't take videos of him.
I'm sure his brother did not want to see his other brother.
Sure his brother wouldn't. But just see the chest and back and stuff like that. His tattoos and legs and everything. He's very woofy. And yeah, I highly recommend it if you guys have Netflix or if you want to buy. I think I like this so much. It's funny. I will buy the DVD. And probably on Christmas Eve, when friends come over, we'll just probably watch this. It's a nice comedy. It's a good comedy. KennyTheMovie.com. Yeah, Kenny. And actually, he became a big hit. It was really just he's taking videos the same way you do, just with the HD cam and walking around and. That's it. That's how he did the documentary and the mockumentary. And it won a lot of awards in Australia. So we should do something like that. Gives you an idea. You should watch this, Ray, so you get some ideas on how to make a hit, maybe. I don't know. But what I'm saying is he just did the film and he's just walking around. It's just he tells stories, but some of them are, of course, as... stories from different people who he works with, And it's just funny. It's just the reality of people who are taking care of toilets. And he's the one who do it, who does it. And there's a lot of people who would write letters to him saying that what you do, we really appreciate what you're doing. But it's really him acting. It's not. He's not really a plumber. But he's sure convinced a lot of people. And whenever he wears his overalls, people think that he's the real thing. But he's really just an actor. Yeah, okay. So KennyTheMovie.com. Check it out, guys. And he deserves a Woof What a Bear.
Nice. Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often?
It's the Woof What a Bear
Woof
for this episode.
What a Bear.
All right. So enough of that. Okay. How about some news? I don't know if you talked about it already. I don't think we have. Oh, yeah, we haven't. Somebody came out.
Our famous black actress.
Yeah, comedian. Wanda Sykes. Yeah, she came out as gay. Why? I could understand why, because I think she had to do it because of what's going on with the Prop 8 thing. So, okay, here's a letter from the Associated Press. Okay, Wanda Sykes says she's proud to be gay. Okay, I guess she performs in Las Vegas. Comedian Wanda Sykes says the passage of a same-sex marriage ban in California has led to her to be more outspoken about being gay. You know, I don't really talk about my sexual orientation. I didn't feel like I had to. I was just living my life, not necessarily in the closet, but I was living my life. Sykes told the crowd at a gay rights rally in Las Vegas on Saturday. Oh, I guess that's where she did the rally thing, she did her protest. Anyway, so everybody that knows me personally, they know I'm gay. But that's the way people should be able to live their lives, she said. I agree with that. Sykes, who is known for her feisty and blunt style, said the passage of California's Proposition 8 made her feel like she was attacked. So I could understand that. Now I gotta get in their face, she said. I'm proud to be a woman, I'm proud to be a black woman, and I'm proud to be gay. Sykes' appearances at the Las Vegas rally surprised organizers, and she was in town performing at the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. So she came out, and because of
the majority of people that voted yes, I mean, it wasn't everybody, but majority of blacks in California voted in favor of
the proposition. Yeah, but
blacks, African Americans, whatever you want to call.
But like they said, it's not really, it shouldn't really be that that an issue. That's what the No on Prop 8 campaign is. That it's not really on the race. It's really just raising awareness. There's no distinction. I mean, we should just. How do you say this? It's not about the race. That's what I'm saying. It's just really
It's not about the race. It's about equal rights and everything. It's about somebody showing their love and having that outward sign that all straight couples can have.
Yep.
Whether they're in love or not, they still can have a marriage certificate. If one of them kills the other one mysteriously, they still get to choose who, you know, where to bury them, what to do with them in the hospital, and the other 1,400 something other rights married folks get that you can if you're gay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I heard that at the protest last Saturday. There's going to be one again. I heard. Did you hear about that? December 6th? Is that another Saturday? Yeah, I think so. December. Yeah. There's going to be another one. I think it's going to be in Houston. Is it going to be all over the nation again?
I hadn't heard of it.
Yeah, okay. I think there's one.
We could be protesting in Galveston at Dickens on the Strand.
Maybe we should do that. That's the only place that's one open place that we can do it, I guess.
Yeah. We're here, we're queer. And if you hadn't have been bigoted Christians, hurricane wouldn't have hit Galveston.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But anyway, okay, so, well, I guess we're going to wrap the show. But before that, an announcement we have is the coming weekend. What are we going to do?
We're doing that new Jello wrestling thing.
No, there's no... Is there one that I don't know about? Okay.
Oh, maybe you didn't get that invite. Sorry.
You should tell me more about it.
We're going to the RenFest.
Yes, Texas Renaissance Festival, and we have connections. I'm doing air quotes, connections. Okay, so what happened was I got
was giving head in the bathroom.
Yeah, I was giving head someone in the bathroom, and he told me, oh, I got... I could get you guys a press pass. Okay. So, yeah, we might be able to get some press passes for... What do you... Stop playing with your nipple. go ahead, play with your nipple. Okay, go ahead. We're on video right now. You could see what he's doing. Ray! Okay, you're distracting me. Okay, so we're going to be at the Texas Renaissance Festival. We're invited. We're gonna go to. We're gonna try to get some press passes. So, sounds official, won't we? So yeah, we're excited about that. We're gonna take some videos, do some interviews with some of the characters. And I hope we could interview that guy from the what do you call it, Ray? The king. There's a king and queen of the Renaissance, right?
Oh, there's a lot of queens.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of queens. I agree. But the king...
Yes, I do have a king and a queen.
Wait, the king and the queen, but the king is also a queen. If you know what I mean. Yeah, so it just a gay guy in robes, I think. It's a big bear. Usually he's a big bear. So, I don't know. We'll see if we can catch him. Might be too busy.
Maybe we can grab the horse.
We can grab
the big... The big bearish guy. Well, he's not real hairy, but he always wears the horse suit.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's
right.
Barbarian weekend, so they know telling what in hell is going to show up. Mm-hmm. Because you know, Renaissance Festival equals let your freak flag fly. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I heard about stories about people who are really into it that they have private parties during the week.
Oh, please. There's more orgies going on in that campgrounds at the Renaissance Festival on the weekend than most porn movies can make in a year.
Really?
Okay. Yes, because there are some people that travel from their Rennies or whatever they want to call them that are so into the damn Renaissance Festival so that they get up there and they just completely become these Renaissance Festival characters. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
I'm sure that is rumored. Okay, that's rumored.
No, because I know some hoes that been up in the middle of it, so I know one of them got pregnant.
Oh, goodness.
Silly woman, that's what you get for not using a condom.
Okay.
Luckily, she didn't get something
Well,
else.
I guess they're really roughing it. I mean, not really roughing it, but, you know, doing it the old
time. Yeah, they just use a little spit and go for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. Okay, so we're excited about that. We're going to be at the Renaissance Festival this coming weekend, and Metallica is coming Thursday. I'm excited about that.
And Stain on Tuesday.
Stain for you. And you're going to watch Milk again.
It's
really that good you want to watch it again, huh?
Yes, I do want to watch it again because there's a lot I think I missed. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, so that's it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you have any comments, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yes, and visit the official website at www.bearpodcast.com or call us
at 206-222-2327. That's
206-222-BEAR. Yep, that's 206-222-BEAR.
R.
Yeah, so... Yeah, call us. We'd like to hear from you. Send us your comments about Milk, if you've seen it. And Madonna, if you love Madonna. Tell us about how you love Madonna and how much you hate her, if you do.
I don't hate her. I just don't think she's... don't see her giving
I think
concert.
She should. I personally think she should retire. I don't know. People are saying
she can't. She's going through divorce. She's got to make all that money back up.
Oh, that's right. That's right. But
she got two children to support and an ex-husband.
People on Twitter, Jeff and Joe, were telling me this. Why should she retire? She's great. She's awesome. I don't know. Maybe because of the performance. I don't like watching her perform.
She's going to hit 60 and reinvent herself again, and it's going to be a whole other Madonna mania. Just watch.
Yeah.
Because that's what she's done so well over the years is figure out how to reinvent herself.
And she's going to have a different accent. That's right.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I don't know. I like listening. I would rather listen to her than watch her, I guess. That's just me. And a performance. That's what I meant. Okay. That's it. So I'll see you on the weekend, Ray, then.
Okay.
Bye.
Say bye, buddy.
That's buddy. Bye, buddy. Buddies on the TV, on the video. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Many whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
He won't let me. Tell him how pissed off you are, buddy. Tell him. Say, I want a treat. I want it now, Maynard. Now. Tell us, buddy. Tell us. Tell us what you want. Tell us. Talk to us, buddy.